13th parak of the Goyim, 2nd Mishnah. A Evan Shebizovis. There's a stone in the corner between himself and his neighbor. This man Shulchoylitz, we saw in certain circumstances when the Tzaraas comes back, you have to remove that stone that has a Tzaraas. Choylitz Eskuloy, he removes the entire stone. Even though it is affecting his neighbor also. Vizman shu noitates, noitates es shalom. When he destroys it, destroys the house, then he destroys only his side. Manir v'shel chaveiro, he leaves his neighbors intact. Nim zechoyim v'chalitza mi benetitza. If he's just removing that stone, he has to remove the complete stone. If he's destroying the house, he destroys his side. Rabbi Loza oimer b'aisa bani roishu patin. Going to disagree with what which the Tanakhama said by Netitza, you only break his side of the house, and the neighbor's part you leave. Rabbi Lezer says it depends how it's built. This is according to the Vilna Gaon's explanation. Rosh Upati. Rosh means it's a big stone which is used to support both his side and the other side. So since it's one big stone, near Rosh Neitel school, he has to take the whole thing, even if it's going to affect the neighbor's apartment, a house. Near the pattern, but it's in the smaller stones that he could remove his part and leave his neighbor's part. Then he takes his side and leaves his neighbor's side.